This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is for you. You, the listener. How many times have you been watching the TV, listening to the radio, surfing the web, and something captures your imagination about science? Something about space, about astronomy, about DNA, about health, about cancer research, about everyday things that grab your attention, but you have nobody to talk to. You're all by yourself watching the TV, surfing the web. You're all by yourself. Well, you can talk to me. That's right. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic. That's right. Write that number down, 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts can be heard on national radio. Just leave your name, call letter to the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment, make that question, and just maybe you can get on national radio. Let's say you're talking to the kids at dinner time, and the kids have a science question, a homework question, and it leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135. And why don't you put them on the telephone? Why don't you have them ask that question and have that science question heard on national radio? And some people say, come on, I can't do that. I'm too shy. Well, then send me email. Email address, well, first of all, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I'm up to. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, about the future of humanity in outer space as we conquer the universe. So find out more about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. And on Facebook, we have over 3 million fans on Facebook. We have over 650,000 fans on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website and calling that number, 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Lance Rome. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I listen to you through your website. I was just wondering, what would happen if two Big Bangs were to collide against each other? I want to eventually write a science fiction book just for fun, and as an attack, that would be something I'm curious about. So, wonder what you were thinking about two Big Bangs colliding each other, what happens in the middle. Thank you.
Well, it turns out that I asked that very same question to my colleague, Alan Guth of MIT, who may eventually win the Nobel Prize for the inflation theory of the Big Bang. Now, it turns out that the Big Bang theory has to have a small correction to it when you start to make it into a quantum theory, because if the Big Bang happened once, it's a quantum theory, it can happen again. there's a certain probability that it can happen again and again and again. Meaning that our universe is a bubble of some sort, but it can spin off baby bubbles like in a bubble bath. And then I asked them a question. Let's say you create a tiny wormhole in an oven. You make an oven in a laboratory, heat it up to a fantastic temperature, trillions, trillions of degrees, much hotter than a supernova. At that point, a baby bubble, a baby universe begins to form, and it begins to expand. And then I said to him, what happens if a Big Bang happens in your living room or in your oven? And he very correctly said, he's done the calculation. That's right. You can actually see it in the scientific literature. He said the following. First of all, if you heat up space, space eventually becomes unstable like boiling water. When you heat up water, eventually it starts to boil and bubbles form. Little bubbles form and these bubbles expand. So if you have an oven and you heat the oven to trillions upon trillions of degrees, little bubbles are going to form. These bubbles are baby universes. And then the next question is that dangerous? Are they going to expand and eat up your universe? Well, no. It turns out that if I have a soap bubble, and the soap bubble starts to spin off a baby soap bubble, the baby soap bubble bulges out in the third dimension. That is, it doesn't take over the original bubble at all. It bulges out into a baby bubble. So instead of one bubble, you now have two bubbles that are joined together. And that's what you're asking. What happens at the joint between two universes? First of all, what would you see? If you have an oven and you heat it up to a fantastic degree of energy, a sphere would start to form, which is a baby universe. But the sphere, instead of expanding into your universe, expands into another universe on the other side of forever. In other words, in another dimension. So what do you see? You see your oven getting hotter and hotter. A bubble starts to form. A three-dimensional sphere starts to form. But the sphere only expands to a certain degree and then blows out the other end. Can you see the other end? No, because then it's in another dimension. What you see is a bubble that starts to create a baby universe inside its insides. And then I asked him, well, Alan, this is very interesting, but how dangerous? How dangerous is this bubble universe that you just created inside your oven in your backyard or your basement? And he said, well, he did the calculation. Yes, it is dangerous. Yes, you would still feel the effects, and the energy of the recoil would be equivalent to a small hydrogen bomb. So in other words, get the hell out of there. Create the bubble, but run like crazy, because even though the other universe is bulging out in another dimension, the residual energy would be enough to kill you. So in other words, be careful if you make a baby universe in your basement and you become a god. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Billy. I'm calling from Combs, Illinois. I'm mostly listening on YouTube. I have a two-part question. Part one, string theory, from what I understand, that say hyperspace is at least 10-dimensional, but you theorize it's 11. Why? That is to say, why is it that it only needs 10, but you postulate it's 11? Part two of my question is, well, hyperspace states that our four-dimensional universe is a bubble in hyperspace. Our universe is expanding in all directions infinitely and is actually increasing in its expansion, which scientists attribute to dark energy. For someone who believes in string theory, if asked what's on the other side of our universe, the answer I would imagine would simply be hyperspace. That's what we're expanding into. But for someone who believes...
Okay, well, unfortunately, we've got to take a short commercial break. But after the break, we'll talk about hyperspace. We'll talk about 10, 11 dimensions. We'll talk about higher dimensional bubbles and dark energy. All of it after the break. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and maybe you can get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website to find out what I'm up to. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook, 650,000 fans on Twitter, and maybe you can make that 3 million plus one. On my Facebook site and the internet site, you can see the books that I've written, 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. You know that the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And that's why they're not here today to talk about it. We are. We're the lucky ones because we do have a space program. And then the question is our space program up to speed? Will it protect us one day when we inevitably face a catastrophe like what happened when the dinosaurs got wiped out 65 million years ago when a rock plowed into Mexico and wiped out the dinosaurs? So give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave that message by making that question and making that comment and putting it on radio. Well, we had a question before the break, and the question is rather advanced, so let me try to break it down. First of all, what do I do for a living? My paycheck comes from the city and state of New York because I work on something called string theory. String theory, we think, is a theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, a theory of everything. Each vibration of a tiny little string corresponds to a subatomic particle, and that's why we have so many subatomic particles. So physics is now reduced to the laws of harmony of vibrating strings. Chemistry is the melodies you can write on vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings, and then the mind of God. The mind of God that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through hyperspace, 10-dimensional hyperspace. Now, we live in a 3-dimensional universe, but there could be hidden dimensions out there, because if our universe is a bubble of some sort, even children ask the question, what is the bubble expanding into? Well, our bubble is expanding into hyperspace. We think 10-dimensional hyperspace. But, the questioner asked, how come I sometimes say 11-dimensional hyperspace? Well, let me explain. In 10 dimensions, we have 5 string theories that are totally self-consistent and qualify for a theory of everything. Now, we don't like that. We think the universe should be unique in some sense. So why should the universe create not one, but 5 mathematically self-consistent universes? It sounds a little strange, right? Well, Ed Witten at Princeton found out the reason why. If you go to one more dimension up into the 11th dimension, and then you squeeze it, you squash one of the dimensions, what do you get? You get 10-dimensional string theory. So think of a beach ball. Think of a beach ball and think of the equator, the rim of the beach ball, and then flatten it out into a pancake. If you flatten the beach ball so that it loses one dimension and becomes a flat pancake, it looks like the equator. That is a string. So in other words, a string is a collapsed beach ball, a collapsed membrane. So then the question is, if I live in 11-dimensional hyperspace and I have a membrane or beach ball, how many ways can you squeeze it? Well, you got to talk to a mathematician for that. But the answer is 5 ways. There are 5 ways you can squeeze a beach ball so that it becomes the equator, that is, a string. Well, bingo! Why do we have 5 string theories in 10 dimensions? Because they really are the same thing. This blew the minds of the world's physicists. Realizing that the 5 string theories that we work with for 30 years is actually one object, an 11-dimensional membrane of some sort. I like to think of it as an elephant. Think of an elephant. If you were to analyze the trunk of an elephant, you'd say the trunk looks like a 2-dimensional object. If you look at the ears of the elephant, you say it looks like a fan. You put it all together, and you get a very strange object. Many ways to create an elephant. By looking at the feet, the trunk, the nose. So you would say that there really are 5 different animals. One animal looks like a tree. That is, the feet. One animal looked like a snake, that is the nose. One animal looked like a fan, that is the ear. But what is it? Is it five different objects? No, it's one. It's an elephant. So in the same way, we think that in 11 dimensions, there is one object that, when you slice it up, gives you five different string theories. And so, to make a long story short, this dazzled the world of physics, realizing that maybe the universe is unique. Maybe there's one and only one way to create a universe that satisfies all the criteria that we need to create a unified field theory. Well, the questioner also had another question about four-dimensional bubbles. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to listen to all of it, but let me explain really briefly what he was getting at. Why does the universe expand? The universe expands because there's something called dark energy pushing the galaxies apart. So even nothingness has energy, dark energy, and it pushes the galaxy apart. And the question is, can string theory explain this? Well, yes and no. It turns out that if you simply calculate one way in which to derive a four-dimensional universe from string theory, there are many ways to do it. In one way, you can get our universe. But, to be fair, there are other ways of reducing the 11-dimensional theory down to four dimensions. So there is more than one universe. This is called the multiverse theory, and it means that in some sense, string theory cannot yet calculate exactly the amount of dark energy in the universe unless you put it in by hand. And we don't like that. So in other words, string theory is not finished yet. It's not in its finished mathematical form. And if you are listening to this show, perhaps one day you may have that insight to allow us to complete the theory and calculate exactly the amount of dark energy in the universe. Maybe somebody listening to this show will one day figure out the theory of everything. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Ken. I'm calling to ask you if it's possible to have more than two time dimensions. I know that time can move perpendicular to each other. Is it possible to have, like, three or four time dimensions or infinite dimensions? Or if there are any other kinds of, elements of the cosmos beyond space or time or space-time? Thank you for your time.
Well, at first that question sounds weird, preposterous, and stupid. Actually, it's a subject of intense debate among theoretical physicists. You see, string theory, which is the leading theory for the theory of everything, has nine spatial dimensions, dimensions that you can move in, and one time dimension. Okay, you got that? 9 + 1 = 10. That's string theory. However, at Harvard, we have another group that says that if you allow for two times, not one, but two times, then the theory becomes even prettier and even more elegant in 12-dimensional hyperspace. So the mind starts to boggle at that point. What would a two-time universe look like? Well, once I saw a movie on one of these old movie stations, and David Niven, the British actor, got shot down over the Atlantic, and he went to heaven. However, in heaven, when St. Peter began to write down what we knew about this guy, heaven found out it made a mistake. He wasn't supposed to die. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And then ask that question, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas will be deploying 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. This is all being done to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with border security efforts. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the deployment is supposed to help with the humanitarian crisis, but then also says Congress needs to do more to set aside funding for resources at the border.
Every child who's not being taken care of adequately at the border, Congress is an accomplice to any harm they suffer.
President Trump on why he decided to call off the airstrike against Iran.
Here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead. Yeah. And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press, that entire interview will air this Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. At the sound of the recording, leave your name, call letter to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. So once again, give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call concerning dark energy, so let me explain really quick. It turns out that even nothingness, pure nothingness, has a small amount of energy associated with it. Now, some crackpots claim that they can use that energy to create a solution to the energy crisis. Nope, doesn't work that way. You can calculate that the zero point energy is very small, very, very tiny. But over galactic distances, it of course is very big, because space is very big, and that energy is sufficient to push the galaxies apart. In fact, that's why the Big Bang is banging. That's why the universe is expanding. But the calculation of dark energy has eluded physicists up to now. What is the mismatch? The mismatch between theory and experiment is 10 to the 120. Now take out a sheet of paper, write down the number 1, and then write 120 zeros after that 1. That's the mismatch between theory and experiment. Now, that's embarrassing. I mean, this is the biggest embarrassment in all of science. The biggest mismatch in all of science is 10 to the 120, one with 120 zeros after it. The mismatch between the experimental value of dark energy and the theoretical value of dark energy. So what are you going to do? If you ever find the solution to the dark energy problem, you're going to call me, and, well, I'm a generous man, I'll split the Nobel Prize with you. Okay? That's what it's worth. It's worth the Nobel Prize if you can figure out why dark energy is so dark and so energetic. Okay, well, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Jesse from Houston. I watch you on YouTube. I've asked a couple questions already, and you straightened me out on some of them. I had another question about the future of humanity. I just saw your podcast, the one that you recently put on YouTube, and you had an interview, and I think it was in 2015 or something. But anyway, you were talking about your book, Future of Humanity. And I had a question about future of humanity. Like, when we eventually go to Mars, when people, regular people, are on Mars, not just astronauts or scientists, regular people on Mars, what kind of regulations do you think there will be in place for Mars? Is it going to be a new slate? Is it going to be like, okay, no drugs, no, you know, no this, no that, like the problems on Earth? Or is it going to be sort of the same rules, same regulations as Earth, or is it going to be a whole new process because it's a whole new planet? You know, we can start clean or whatever.
Well, to answer your question, initially there are going to be lots of rules and regulations, because if you make a mistake, you could destroy the entire Martian colony. So let's take a short commercial break, and after that we're going to talk about rules and regulations if you live on Mars. So once again, the number to call if you want to ask a question on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. And ask that question that's always been bothering you about science, and you can have that question answered on national radio. Give us a call.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, you can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a call about what it would be like to live on Mars. Would we have the same kinds of laws, restrictions, and you can't do this, you can't do that, rules of thumb? Or would it be freer on Mars? Well, yes and no. In some sense, things are going to be more restrictive if you are a colonist on Mars. In other ways, you'll have more freedom than you can possibly imagine. Initially, there are going to be lots of restrictions if you live as a colonist on Mars. But eventually, there could be unparalleled freedoms as well. Now, let's be clear about this. If you are one of the early colonists on Mars, you cannot pollute. You cannot endanger the entire colony by being wasteful and doing dangerous things. So, for example, smoking or getting access to oxygen in a very secure area. You could cause a fire, an explosion, which would be disastrous. Absolutely disastrous in a small colony. You could endanger all the colonists. And you have to make sure that you eat a certain amount of food because you don't want to exhaust the food supply of the colony. And you don't want to pollute. Especially you don't want to pollute because it's going to pollute the water supply, which is very precious on Mars. So initially, there are going to be lots of restrictions, common sense restrictions, in order to preserve the safety of the entire colony. One little mistake can expose you to a loss of oxygen, to fires, to a loss of food, and create problems that endanger the entire colony. However, that said, ultimately, there could be a freedom unparalleled since the days of the pioneers. Realize that Mars is wide open. wide open, just like the early colonists found things wide open when they explored new territories. And there could be new ventures in tourist areas, in areas that are spectacular compared to areas on the planet Earth. For example, mountains of Mars would be much taller than mountains on the Earth. Mount Everest would look rather puny on Mars because of the weak gravitational field, meaning that mountains could become much larger than mountains here found on the planet Earth. So the Grand Canyon of Mars, for example, is about the size of the United States of America. Now think about that for a moment. Our Grand Canyon is a dot on a map compared to the size of the United States. However, on Mars, its Grand Canyon, the Mars Mariner Valley, is roughly the size of the United States of America. So you can see that there are volcanoes, mountain ranges, canyons, much bigger and more spectacular than anything found on the planet Earth. And you are free to explore these things in a way that you cannot explore on the planet Earth. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is Lee from Bozeman, Montana, listening to KNMS 1450. I'm curious about shooting stars. How can we see a star that is shooting across the sky? Thank you.
Okay, well, that shooting star that you see whipping across the sky is not really a star at all. It's a small piece of debris, perhaps the size of a marble or maybe the size of a table, and it is burning up when it hits the atmosphere of the planet Earth. So the meteor itself is the streak of light that goes across the heavens. It only lasts for about a second or so, and it burns up because it's a piece of rock, probably from the asteroid belt, that heats up because of the friction when it encounters the air of the Earth. Now, stars are totally different. Our entire Earth, for example, orbits around our Sun. Our Sun is a star. In fact, it's a rather typical star. But stars light up the heavens. So unlike meteors, which only dance across the night sky for a second or so, stars burn for billions of years. And that's eventually where we came from. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and then ask that question. Make that comment and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Give us a call.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. So, why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the secrets of Mother Nature, of understanding the stars and the universe and the galaxies. We have all the fun probing into the microverse of DNA, of germs and viruses and life itself. Why shouldn't you be part of the fun? So give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And also go to my website. I'm at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My Facebook site is Michio Kaku. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook. And check out the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program. The Future of the Mind, talking about how we physicists are now probing the secrets of the living brain. Also, Physics of the Impossible, talking about, well, Star Trek and science fiction, talking about time travel and teleportation, and also Physics of the Future, talking about robots, cancer research, longevity, talking about all the developments that make the headlines. So find out more by going to my website, mkaku.org, and finding out what all the excitement is about. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Yao. I'm from Chicago. I just wanted to ask, how much energy is in the universe? Thanks.
Well, you ask an embarrassing question, and I'll try to make a stab at it. First of all, we don't even know the size of the universe. We know the density of the universe, that is how much energy and matter there is in a cubic centimeter. So, for example, if you were to have a piece of gas and highlight every molecule in that gas and make every molecule the size of, let's say, a basketball, that would be the rough density of space-time. So you realize that the Earth is an exception. We're quite dense here on the planet Earth, but in outer space, hydrogen atoms are only as common as basketballs. And so that's how rare the density of the Earth, of the universe is. Then the next question is, well, how big is the entire universe? We don't really know. However, inflation theory is the most rigorous theory of the Big Bang. Inflation theory is actually compatible both with the universe starting from a dot as well as the universe starting from an infinite sheet. So to answer your question, we really don't even know how big the universe is. And then the question is, what is the total amount of matter energy in the universe? That, we think, could be very close to zero. So let me explain. Matter has positive energy, energy to do work. Gravity has negative energy because you have to add energy in order to go into empty space. Now, how much positive and negative energy is there? Well, it's very close to zero. That is the total amount of matter and energy in the universe is very close to zero. So it takes no energy to create a baby universe. Now, in string theory, we believe in a multiverse of universes. Some people have criticized that. They say that that's very wasteful. Because where is all the energy going to come from to populate all these other universes? But you see, that misses the point. The net energy of each universe is probably zero. The total amount of space in the universe and the total amount of matter in the universe add up. And when you add up those two, you get zero. So, in other words, we don't really know the answer to your question. The best we can say is, we know the average density of the universe and the total amount of energy in the entire universe, including matter, could be zero. So the embarrassing thing is we have no definitive answer yet to your question. A lot of theories, but no definitive answer. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Brandon from Manhattan, and I was wondering, what are Fermi bubbles? I read something about it. I'm not really sure exactly what they're about, but I'm also seeing you on YouTube, and I love your show, and have a great day. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, I'm not exactly sure precisely what you mean, because it could refer to several things, but let me explain. Enrico Fermi was one of the great quantum physicists who helped to create what we call nuclear physics. For example, he created the first nuclear reactor at the University of Chicago. He helped to build the atomic bomb. And he realized that there are two kinds of particles, fermions and bosons. A fermion is like an electron. Its spin is one half of Planck's constant. So the electron spins, and it's a very small amount, but it is consistent with what is called a fermion. So an electron, a proton, and a quark are all fermions. However, there are also bosons. Bosons have integer spins, not a half, but 1, 2, and 3. So we have two kinds of particles. One particle that makes up matter. The electrons, the protons, these are the fermions. And then we have the bosons, which make up the forces. Light and gravity are made out of bosons. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.